Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 23rd, 2020. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kimmy. Happy birthday to you. Today is my wife's birthday. What a blessing to be married to her. Today, we're going to continue looking at 2 Peter in chapter number 1. And our text today is going to be found in verse number 5. And it says, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge." And so we're going to be looking at really that phrase about being diligent. So we've been studying cultivating godliness. And the reason we're studying about cultivating godliness is because when we're born again, the old nature is not automatically eradicated. We must learn how to walk in the Spirit. We must learn how to cultivate godliness in our lives. You know, it's work to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. It doesn't come naturally, and so it takes some work on our part. And so in our text today, we find the need to be diligent. Vincent, in his word study, says, "And besides this," is best translated, "for this very cause." Now, this makes sense. Peter is encouraging the recipients of this letter to be diligent in their walk. The reason they are encouraged to be diligent is because they have received great and precious promises. And those great and precious promises enable them to escape the corruption that is in the world. So, therefore, be diligent in your efforts. And that brings us to an interesting point. Let's remember that salvation is by grace through faith, and so it does require some action on our part. We will have to put some work into practicing godliness in our lives. The word diligence is only used here in the New Testament. It means to bring to the side of. So it is adding diligence to the precious promises. So we add, diligence means constant effort. So we add our constant effort to accomplish the task. We understand that escaping the corruption that is in the world does not happen overnight. It comes with a commitment to be faithful to God, then a constant daily application of the precious promises to our lives. We look for applications. We look for ways in which we can apply the promises to our lives. Just remember, in order to escape the corruption that is in this world requires the follower of Jesus to be constant in his efforts. It will require effort. Again, we are making decisions which are contrary to our nature, and so it will be difficult to walk in the Spirit and not do that which comes naturally, to think about where is the Spirit leading? What does the Bible tell us? How do we identify this action? What is the best way for me to respond in order to be a Christian? All of that is difficult and it requires some effort. So Peter's going to give a list of items to add to our lives. The list will begin with faith. And as we will read through that list and we'll go through it next week, it seems like we're adding layers. You start with faith and then add to faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. And you go on down the list. It's like building up, cultivating. Each one of those is, you're building those up in your life. You're cultivating. And when you do those things, you'll be increasing the godliness in your life. And so notice the promise in verse number 8. Peter says, "If these things be in you, you will not be barren or unfruitful." And so that lets us know that when we work and are diligent on putting these things in our lives, they're going to have that effect to where we will be fruitful. It lets us know that as a follower of Jesus, it is possible to live a life pleasing to God, to be faithful to God. It is possible for us to escape the corruption which exists in the world, to overcome the lust that is our nature to practice. And so there's confidence builder there for us as followers of Jesus. But just remember, being diligent requires effort. You can't be diligent by accident. diligence just doesn't happen. It has to have effort, and it will require a game plan. And so there's a game plan about being diligent about adding faith and virtue and knowledge to your Christian life. So what is your game plan to be diligent in cultivating godliness in your life? How will you apply faith? How will you be virtuous? How will you be temperate? You got to have a game plan about how you're going to overcome the flesh by walking according to those great and precious promises that the scripture has given us. And so this week, I hope that you have considered how you are cultivating godliness in your life. Then, as we begin to look at the list next week, maybe we can discover some ways that you and I both can cultivate godly character in our lives diligently, giving effort to practicing a godly character in our lives. Let's pray. Lord, today, as we come to the end of another week, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the promises which you have given us. Thank you for your spirit, which will lead us to you. I pray, Lord, that each one listening today will determine that they will be diligent in their effort to follow you. I pray, Lord, they will know that they see only part of what you're doing. So help us to be diligent in our effort to follow you. We thank you for Jesus, who makes it all possible. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until next week, this is Brother Mark signing off.